Good morning. This is a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. It's February 7th, 2022, and I'm in my bee barn. You can hear the humming of the air intake. I am in here because I check them weekly, but also because I have some colonies that I suspect have eaten all their stores. What I have done is made some sugar cake, which is just sugar and a little stuff that is similar to Honeybee Healthy, a feeding stimulant that contains lemongrass and spearmint oil, and mix it together until it becomes a consistency similar to sand. I am going to open the hives that I think are low and add some. It also gives me an opportunity to check on them, see if I've got any dead colonies. I suspect I might, only because I had a mite load going into fall. I just had a little bee fly out at me, which is always wonderful to see. It always makes me make sure I've got my gloves on right. The temperature in here is exactly 40 degrees, which is a little under what I would like it to be. So the first thing I did when I came in is I swept up the dead bees. There's always a few dead bees on the ground. I will untape the hives before I get out the sugar cake. Why? Because you don't want to leave your hives open while you're messing with them, because then they're going to fly out and die. So I'm going after this little nuke here, and I want to have everything super close to me. So I've got my sugar cake on a cookie tray, various layers separated by parchment paper. I'm leaning it on another hive, which I don't want to do, because that's going to wake up that hive. Well, they're awake, but, you know, arouse them. Getting my camera ready so that I can take pictures of what I see inside the hive. That'll help me track who's living, who's dying, who's thriving, who's sucking. Temperature outside is 10 below zero. All right, so this little nuke, I'm gonna open it away from me so those bees that are near the top, and I've got life. Hot damn, I've got life. So in this colony, the bees have made it up into the sugar cake, which means they've gone through their stores. This is a strong little nuke. I am thrilled, thrilled. Putting that lid back on. In the case of this hive, I've got it strapped on, because after I carried it into here, I didn't want to be doing anything else. I was just exhausted. So I'm going to strap it back up to keep that lid nice and tight. They have enough sugar cake in there, I think, to last them another month. I'm not putting a pollen patty in today, but I will at the end of the week. Should do it at one time, except that it is early February, and typically they don't need a pollen patty up in the far north until later than that. So I'm really going to check only the hives that are vulnerable. First thing I did when I came in, if I didn't tell you, was I cleaned up the dead bees, because I don't want to be walking on any dead bees. They get into my boots and I bring them in the house and the kids complain. Got pieces of plywood covering the entrances to the hives, so that the ones that wander out, that really can't hold their feces any longer, have a place to come out, do the business, and then get back in the hive. You won't get lost. Because in this bee barn, they only have a red light, which means for them, it's still dark. There's no bright light to stimulate them. The CO2 level in here is higher than what is good for me as a human being. I might have to take a break, go outside, get some oxygen, come back in. The bees like that higher CO2 rate, or they go into a state of hypoxia, if I was to say it properly. And that's part of how they slow down their metabolism. I am going to try to reach over and get this little nuke hive that I put in the corner. And I put it there because I thought it would keep it warmer. And I knew that it was vulnerable because it was a late season split. You might be able to hear the hum of my fan that's pointed upwards, but sometimes on its own starts pointing downwards. I have it pointing upwards so it'll circulate the warm air that's risen to the top of the bee barn. I don't know if I can get to this colony back here. It is pretty far back here. And it is taped shut. I think I will leave it as is instead of bumbling around and making a mess. I'm removing the lid of the nuke next to it. Oh, and it looks like the top has shifted. And I'm seeing fecal matter on the wall and the top of this lid. So some bees have gotten out. I'm going to take a picture of that so I don't have to try to remember it. So some bees have gotten out. They couldn't hold it any longer. And they also probably just had air leak. I didn't notice that the lid had shifted because it was covered by a piece of foam. That's one of the disadvantages. So I'm going to get my camera ready so that as soon as I open this lid, I can photograph it. It'll help me monitor how they're doing. All right. This colony is dead. Disappointing. It made it up into the top of the hive, finished all its stores, and I made the same mistake I made the year before with this particular hive, is I left a pollen patty in there. In some areas we put pollen patties in at winter time. We can't because the bees have to spend so much time hived up, the pollen patty will cause them dysentery. And our bees have to hold their stuff for 6-7 months of winter. And we're not talking winter where it's 40 degrees or 30 degrees Fahrenheit. We're talking winter when it's 40 below zero Fahrenheit. Well, I brought a knife in here to cut the seal. I have all these hives taped up with aluminum tape to seal them. Interesting that the little nuke hive that I had opened earlier is still alive and this bigger nuke hive is not. But I attribute it to the pollen patties because there is that fecal matter. I did do a test of Nosema. I don't suspect Nosema. I do suspect mites. You can hear me cutting this aluminum tape. I'm just pushing, I'm cutting it once right in the front and pushing to the side. I'm going into another nuke. What is the number of this nuke? I have numbers on them. So I can go back into my B Plus app and record what I see. This is hive number 12. So I'm going to gently lift the lid. Can't. Which means I have to remove a little bit more tape from the back, actually. It means I did a good tape job. It's better if I do the least amount of movement possible. So I'm cracking this lid, look inside. Ooh, delicious. We have a very active nuke hive here that has no sugar cake in the top. I close the lid. Wow, they're really active. That's exciting. So I close the lid and I'm gonna put a whole lot of sugar cake on this hive. I'm gonna just lay it on top. I'm not using a smoker to get the bees down. My sugar cake is a little bit crumbly. I added too much moisture to it. It's not fully dry. What I need is a spatula. I don't have a spatula in here, but I need one. So I've gotta go get one. Okay, I got what I needed. I did grab my smoker because these bees are super active, and I just want them to go down into the hive while I put this on top. I don't want to squish any of them. They've come this far. So I'm in a room that has higher CO2 levels than outside, right? Not good. What does fire need? It needs oxygen. It needs fuel. It needs that oxygen. So I've never used a smoker in my bee farm before. but I'm using it today, which means I just want to get those bees down. They don't want to go down. I'm not expecting the smoker to last very long, and I'm not expecting my oxygen level to last that long. So I need to do this quick and not dirty and get these bees back to where they are happy and serene. They don't have much longer. I'm going to take them out at the end of March, so they've got, you know, a month and a half, which is the hardest time of the year for our bees that survive, you know, the winter, because it's the end of the line. That's some sugar in there. I fear not enough, but it is what it is. I'm going to put that tape back on this nuke. Just get it around. I worry that I have probably squished some bees. They got some sugar. So I'm going to let me have a little bit of oxygen here in the smoker and keep it going. Problem with that is it changes the CO2 levels inside the bee barn, which is what I don't want it to do. All right, go into another hive here. Making sure I have all my stuff, my equipment in front of me. I am burning toilet paper inside my smoker right now. Toilet paper is made of cotton. It burns longer than the other stuff. Okay, now I'm going into my yellow hive. It's on the floor. I don't know what my expectations are for this hive. I hope it's doing well. So as you know, the light is red, so it makes it difficult to see. But you can hear me pulling off tape so I can get in that top layer. And this hive has a sugar shim. Makes it a little easier to get into because there's some space. I use polystyrene hives. And so there's not much space between the lid and the top. I suspect this hive might be dead. Nope, we've got some crawling around in there, which is great. I'm gonna take a quick picture. I do see some fecal matter inside this hive. Some of the bees have gotten up into the sugar and have defecated. Not what I want, but they are able to access the sugar cake. So I'm gonna close that hive up. Beautiful. Excellent. I'm going to go to the other ones that I think are vulnerable. Mainly the ones on the floor at the ground level where the temperature is colder. I've got two monitors in here. I've got one giant humidity and temperature round disc on the wall. And I've got a Govi monitor on the middle section of the bee barn. I'm going to move the Govi down lower so I get a better, more accurate temperature reading on the floor level. All right. This is hive number 8B. So it was a split from hive 8. Actually, what I'm going to do is cut this beloved metal tape that I adore at the front of the hive to open it, unseal the lid, pull it from around the side and the back. Oh, this one I remember. Strong colony. Old world carniolian. I got to get my camera ready. Boy, being ready and being prepared and having all of the stuff that you need right in front of you is so important. So first I'm going to lift that lid, look and see what I got. So I do not see any bees moving. That doesn't mean they aren't. They could be inside. I'm going to reseal this because there are still bees in there that are alive. They need their sanctuary. All right, I close that back up. What I saw on top were dead bees on the sugar cake. Didn't see any moving, but in this red light, it's difficult to see a whole lot of anything, really. I'm gonna move on to the next hive that's down at the ground level, and it is hive 9B, which is another split off of hive 9. So I number my hives, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if it's a split, say it's a split off of hive 1, then it would be hive 1A. If it's a second split, it'd be hive 1B. So this is a second split off of hive 9. I'm done doing the tape. A couple puffs. Got my sugar cake right here. I'm going to get my camera ready. Lift this lid, see what I see. Oh, well, there's life. I can tell you that because they're flying at me right now. So let's adjust this a little bit. I only have the tape pulled halfway because there's a bit of a barrier here. Gonna get ready to open this up. Crack it, man. All right, what do we got here? We got a nice, happy colony. All right, I'm gonna close that back up. Adjust that lid. It was a little bit off center. And in comes the sugar cake. My sugar cake has crumbled. Wish that hadn't happened, but it did. They're doing well. They're up, they're eating, moving around. We've got good movement. I'm just going to clear some dead bees from this opening. Adjust that lid because it was a little off center, probably from the move, and I'm going to retape it up. I'm going to go now and finish up my hive checks. I fear that this podcast is getting too long. I hope you have a great day and are taking care of your bees and yourself. Until next time, see you later. And everything is copyrighted and all rights reserved. Bye.